Harper Business and Harper Audio present Leading with Heart. Five Conversations That Unlock Creativity, Purpose, and Results by John Baird and Edward Sullivan. Read by Lyle Blaker. A note before we begin. For tables and charts illustrating the ideas discussed throughout the audiobook and endnotes, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/leadingwithheart. This book is dedicated to the brave souls who began showing up at work as they really are, with authenticity, curiosity, and open hearts, long before it was on trend or even safe to do so. You made the conversations we humbly attempt to capture in this audiobook possible. And to our clients, who have allowed us to witness their genius, courage, and growth over the last 20-plus years, you are the leaders of our today and the builders of our tomorrow. Introduction. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, The Little Prince. Tucked between the Old Town Bar and ABC Kitchen in New York's Flatiron District is a nondescript white door marked with the number 37. When you ring the bell, the door buzzes open, and a waiting elevator takes you up to the fourth floor. You're now inside the Hive, a stunning loft office space with soaring ceilings, soothing pastel colors, dozens of plants, and roughly 100 humans buzzing around, ranging in age from 22 to 62. Some employees clack away at their computers. Others laugh and chat loudly. The Hive can get pretty noisy. Just outside the kitchen, a few people attend to a huge jigsaw puzzle. And beside the floor-to-ceiling windows, still other members of the Hive perch at one of the drafting tables, surrounded by stacks of clothing samples, socks, underwear, T-shirts. Plush fabrics, happy people, cold brew and kombucha on tap. You probably have a life outside the Hive, but you could just as easily set up shop here forever. In New York, it's often the most unassuming doors that lead to the most spectacular interiors. And the guy you're here to meet falls into that category as well. Judging by his loose-fitting sweatshirt, khaki pants, and comfy sneakers, you might mistake Dave Heath for a coder or a designer. Anything but the CEO of a multi-million-dollar apparel brand. Dave's company, Bombas, started out selling socks online almost 10 years ago. Today, along with socks, they have a booming business in T-shirts and underwear. You might be thinking, millions of dollars? That's a lot of socks. Yes, it is. But Dave puts it another way. We are cornering the market on comfort. And if that weren't enough, Bombas gives away one item to a homeless shelter for every one they sell. Watching Dave move through the Hive is a little bit like watching a dedicated gardener navigating a greenhouse full of roses. A gardener sees and studies every flower, taking in and appreciating their unique qualities. This damask rose might need more water, that Juliet rose more light, and the batch of black beauties a touch more fertilizer. Just as a gardener makes sure every flower has exactly what it needs to thrive, Dave does the same with each and every team member so that they can bloom more fully. Everyone he encounters seems genuinely thrilled to stop and chat. No one looks intimidated. No one gathers in a tense semicircle competing for his attention. More importantly, Dave appears genuinely interested in all of them. As he glides through the room, he seems to trail some kind of CEO pixie dust that leaves the people in his wake feeling validated, motivated, and, if possible, even more committed to the company than they were before. Dave pauses to sprinkle some of that pixie dust on his head of marketing, Kate Hewitt. Kate is a former Goldman Sachs investment banker turned digital advertising guru. Years earlier, when she left Wall Street to put her quantitative mind to work on marketing analytics, Dave saw something special in her. Kate is reserved, but deeply insightful,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?